Hi, I'm Carla Rieger, co-founder of Mind Story Coaching Academy. So have you ever thought of wanting to reinvent yourself as what we like to call a transformational coach, consultant, speaker, author, blogger, YouTuber, live streamer? There's so many ways to share your wisdom these days, live or online. And for years at our academy, we've been helping people monetize their expertise, especially in midlife and beyond. Because the truth is, it's like a natural evolution for a person who's in midlife or beyond to want to share their wisdom. Like during our tribal days, people would, of course, take on that role as they got older. And then in modern times, that natural progression kind of disappeared. But it's coming back. And we're moving into an era where people can share their wisdom in a variety of ways without a middleman or someone who curates or censors or regulates what you say. So we're also moving into a time in history where people need wisdom more than ever. They need the worldview of someone who's lived a few decades and can marry tradition with innovation. So the coaching consulting industry is booming like never before, especially for the kinds of coaches who can transform the way people think and see the world at a core level, in addition to helping them with strategies and learning new skills. It's like we're going back to the old apprenticeship model where people really crave and need that personalized attention from a wise elder. And the coaching, speaking, consulting platform is so ideal for that. People often come to us after having tried to create this transition on their own. They find it's a lot harder than they thought. Those who invest in getting the right kind of help are the ones who are most likely to succeed. And one reason we help people succeed more than most out there is that people crave that person-to-person connection more than ever. And that's why we help clients develop speaking, either live or online, as their main engine for attracting ideal clients. Because it beats out the written word, the ad, the cold call, the networking event by a mile, because you get to prove your value to the marketplace. That's, of course, if you're sharing your message in the right way for the right person, appealing to the right kind of person who you are best suited to help. And we teach you ways of communicating the value of your offerings in a way that's highly appealing to your type of people. So we're going to share with you three stories right now of people who have turned their wisdom into wealth. That kind of illustrates three ways to get started, in case it inspires you to do the same, or if you're already doing that, to take it to the next level of massive success.
And I'm Dave O'Connor, also co-founder of Mind Story Coaching Academy. This VIP Wisdom into Wealth program is for you if you're already successful and you're ready for more. If you want to make a bigger impact in the world. If you're very successful in one area of your life, but maybe you just want to be prosperous in other areas of your life too, right? Perhaps you want structure, accountability, and the personal attention that comes with an apprenticeship model like this. You know, our clients create miracles on a regular basis. They achieve impossible dreams. So we invite you to bring your biggest dream or your biggest fear, and we'll manage them. We believe there's a vision deep inside of you. It's a vision that will be uncovered and revealed when you do this transformational inner work. See, your future vision lives at an invisible level deep within your subconscious mind. It's a captivating story that needs to be told. I'm sure you felt that, right? Most people are moving to a future that they may not even necessarily want. In fact, this is highly likely when you see the vast majority of people and where they end up. They're kind of like a ship setting out to sea with no definite port of call, right? And they're more likely to end up on the rocks. So Would you like to create a future by design based on your true vision or by your default negative programming? See, your current future is being determined by your current thoughts, feelings, programs, and actions. And you can take hold of your long forgotten dreams and expand them to craft, design your life 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. What does your gut tell you what your life will be like in 10 years if you were to change absolutely nothing? Nothing, right? Same job, same career, same income, same house, same everything. So in 10 years' time, what will you be doing? What will life be like? You know, it is possible to rewrite your future. And it's definitely possible to live an exceptional life. Daphne had been a successful lawyer turned consultant. Once she got into her late 40s, she realized that the legal profession had really taken its toll. Something about the system went against her moral code. She wanted to live in Hawaii. Hey, who doesn't? And she wanted not to have to dress up in a suit every day. She was looking for more meaning in the second half of life. Maybe you can relate. She wanted to break out of her stressful way of working in the world. Truth be told, she felt like she'd grown out of the person who was a partner at a legal firm. She wanted to feel more relevant in the world, in a world she sensed that we were moving into. She wanted to feel more on purpose. She had also amassed great wisdom, often hard-won wisdom over the years, especially in regards to making decisions based on your head versus your heart, right? Because in the world of law, you make the most strategic, logical decision that reaches the goal. And that wasn't always the decision that, well, sat quite right with her. So over the years, she chose more often to make a decision from the heart, even if it meant losing a client or losing a battle in the courtroom. She found herself naturally mentoring other women lawyers more and more on making these types of big decisions from the heart rather than from the head. She wanted a new source of income, at first just as a sideline, and then she left law and started a whole new career as a coach and a consultant. See, she knew that moving into this career could provide an income for her indefinitely. There's no forced retirement, right? One of her areas of passion and talent was in articulating her ideas in interesting and persuasive ways. Her husband had already retired, and they had a home in Hawaii, and he wanted to live there full time. So, how to launch a coaching and consulting business from Hawaii? For her, it became speaking online. And the first thing she needed to do was what we call micro-niching. Although everyone could benefit from a lot of the wisdom she learned over the years, you know, I warned her that too many people try to start out as a coach or a consultant saying that, you know what, I can help anyone. And I have dozens of ways of improving your life. This makes it very hard to launch. Instead, we focused on helping women lawyers make decisions from their intuition as well as logic. This skill she developed over the years helped her to make complex decisions quickly because she was tapping into, quite frankly, the subconscious mind of people that she was interacting with, synthesizing a variety of sources of information, balancing this with a good moral code and heart-based logic. This capacity had helped her win case after case, while still feeling good about herself and what she did in the world. Other women lawyers were hungry for this. She knew this. So she started with her own podcast, swapped interviews with other people who focused on women in professional services, specifically lawyers. This made it very easy for her to become successful quickly. She offered a variety of individual coaching packages, eventually transitioning into group coaching once she got a significant number of clients. Occasionally, she traveled to the mainland to speak at certain big conferences because she wanted to have that face-to-face contact, right? Now, she is 10 times happier than she was in her profession before, making pretty much the same amount of money, working less, living in Hawaii, and feeling on purpose. Pretty cool, right?
Richard was the CEO of an engineering consulting company for like 27 years. His wife wanted him to sell the company so they could travel more, be with the grandchildren, and live a more balanced life. She worried about his health because he was having these heart irregularities. And he was also tired of the long work hours. And I mean, he agreed with his wife logically. On the other hand, the idea of just retiring and playing golf and just hanging out with family didn't really feel like enough for him. But he needed a place where he could talk about that and find a solution. So the idea of being a consultant, working as many hours as he wanted, still feeling relevant in the world, contributing his wisdom, felt very appealing, and it made him more willing to go through the process of selling his business. Now, of course, selling his business meant making it more self-managing without him. And he had been resisting the process, but once he got clear on this new career he would dive into, he totally got on board with the whole succession planning process. So on the side, he started his consulting business. Now, the problem was he didn't know at first who he would serve and how he would serve them. But when we explored what he loved most about his role as a CEO and where he felt he made the biggest difference for people, he continually talked about how he really enjoyed mentoring emerging leaders on his team. Because he had great people skills, but he noticed that sometimes he would promote this star performer into a leadership role only to find they completely failed because they didn't have his kind of people skills. He realized that many of them just needed to learn how to listen, to become curious instead of defensive, how to empower someone instead of trying to control them, and bring out their natural strengths on their team. And although he'd studied lots of business leaders in the area of people management, he'd really created his own signature style of leadership that had helped him become very successful and his company. So again, with him, we had to micro niche in order to get launched. And it often helps to just choose to focus on someone like you, who you were before you developed your special expertise. So he decided to focus on helping leaders and CEOs who are in professional services like he was. He wasn't attracted to the idea of speaking to large groups or even speaking online, but there's another form of speaking that works for some people who like smaller groups and who like to be more of a facilitator than a speaker. So in this case, it was forming a few mastermind communities. Now, these are curated groups of people that he would lead and kind of facilitate them through discussions. Like sometimes they had their meetings online, but sometimes they met in a hotel or at a retreat center. They'd go away for the weekend. And his first group consisted of CEOs of professional services firms. And he was very careful not to choose competitors, but people whose expertise might complement one another. And they met about 4 times a year, and each session they would hear about each other's businesses and their challenges and their successes and help each other with ideas, with resources, and sometimes they'd even end up joint venturing on things that grew both their businesses. And the first one was so successful that he decided to start another one. This one was for anyone in a leadership role in an engineering firm. And again, he carefully chose people from non-competing type of companies, but who would nicely complement each other should they decide to do business together. Now, many people in a leadership role feel lonely at the top, right? And they don't have a confidential place where they can share their struggles with people who understand what they're going through. So these masterminds he led were like a lifeline for them. And of course, this led to many of them hiring him as their consultant or their coach. And once he got traction, he stepped away more and more from his business, allowing others to take more of a leadership role. And one of his proteges, who seemed to really thrive once he stepped down and started focusing his energy on his new mastermind and his new consulting practice, and it became clear that this protege was the ideal person to sell the business to. And they managed to work out a deal that felt really good for both of them. And so it was good because there's a lot of continuity. Almost everyone kept their job. Their clients felt well taken care of. There wasn't a huge culture shift. And so he got to leave his company with the peace of mind, knowing that he had this exciting new business direction to move towards, but that somebody he trusted was taking care of this baby he'd built for 27 years. So then he had more time for family. He was far less stressed. His health improved. And it also allowed him to really feel on purpose because he was no longer in the role of trying to administrate this really big company, but he was mentoring others because at that point in life, that's what felt most congruent to him.
Andrea was a top salesperson in an international network marketing company. Now, these were a reputable company operating all over the world, and she'd managed to build a huge team of thousands of distributors in several different countries. Before this career, she'd been a school counselor and teacher. So her counseling and teaching skills came in very handy in network marketing, because those who become really successful in the industry are very good at teaching and coaching others, right? Teaching and coaching others to believe in themselves, how to be successful in the business. And many of our team just joined because, you know what? You're a great coach. I feel good in your presence. And these people became just as successful as her. The problem came when the company, as so often happens, that had been on the rise for years, took an inevitable downturn due to economic conditions in the countries where her biggest teams resided, right? At the time, she had just bought a house, paid for two of her children to go to one of the most expensive universities in the country. So suddenly, the cash flow issue motivated her to find a second source of income where she would have an income that was more within her control. So when we worked with her, it became very clear that her superpower in her company was motivational speaking at her company convention. She was such a natural speaker. She's funny, great storyteller, knew how to make it interactive, and she had a reputation for making people laugh, making them cry, getting them fired up and into action, right? So she was often invited to speak at various national and international conferences. And the particular message that most resonated with the people in her audience was about overcoming the fear of rejection. Now, of course, this is a fear that anyone who has their own business, anyone who's in sales, has to deal with on a regular basis, right? So we dialed in on her signature talk on transforming rejection into confidence. Since her business had its own momentum, she could add in this sideline income stream without it compromising her network marketing business, right? And we helped her get her first speaking engagement at a Women's Entrepreneur Association meeting. She had just done a breakout session at first because she was new on the speaking circuit. And many people wrote on the evaluations at the end that, you know what? this woman should be the keynote speaker next time. This meant that she would address the entire association, of course. So we helped her brainstorm, structure, and rehearse her signature keynote. Because if she could turn this into a work of art, of course, others would talk it up, and this would lead to more speaking engagements. We also made sure that it would be recorded on video. It would be a two-camera shoot with excellent sound and outstanding lighting. The association agreed to let her do this. This gave her excellent footage that could be made into what's called a speaker sizzle reel, a show reel, if you like, that she could send to other meeting planners. And after that, her speaking career just took off. At a certain point, however, it became crystal clear that she had to choose one career over the other. And since she'd been in her network marketing company 12 years already, you know, she was ready for something different and decided to move full-time into speaking. But she needed what's called a back-end offering to supplement her income. Sometimes she was getting a fee to speak because she became popular at sales rallies of companies that had very large female sales teams, and they often had a budget to pay for her, right? However, other times she was speaking for free at entrepreneurial events. And for those events, we helped her develop a group coaching offer where she would literally sell from the stage and generate an income while making a longer-term difference for groups of people through coaching. Now, after a few years, she also developed an online course, which we also helped her with. She wrote a book and is now fully focused on her career as a speaker and a coach, rather than in her network marketing company. This has meant her income is more within her control, and she wasn't restricted by company politics, right? As a free agent, she can speak and teach and serve people in a way that she finds to be the most effective for her. About 7 years after she moved into this career, the company, coincidentally, that she'd worked for over 12 years went under. So she's pretty glad she left when she did.
So if any of these stories inspire you and you want help to transition toward turning your wisdom into wealth, do consider applying for the VIP private coaching series. We help you identify what you want to do, how you best want to serve people, what the marketplace is looking for, how to find that overlap, and then how to transition from where you are now into either doing this role full or part-time and monetizing your message and have the kind of lifestyle you really want to have, the income you'd most like to have, feeling even more on purpose, making a difference. And we just know it can be hard to do that by yourself. People get lost in the trees with their own expertise. They have their blind spots and they don't know what their superpower is and who most needs it and how to structure it and how to price it and how the marketplace will respond. And they don't know how to structure the signature talk that will magnetize ideal clients into their coaching or consulting practice in a way that really, really gets results. And we can help you with all of that. So let us help you. So all you do is click on the apply button and you just fill out a questionnaire. It's free to apply. If we think there might be a good fit, we're just going to get on a video conference call or a phone call with you and talk about it and give you strategies for moving forward, whether we end up working together or not. But if we do, if we feel like it's a good fit, we'll move forward and get you going in this new direction, which will energize you and galvanize your life in really powerful and important ways. Because more and more people are wanting personal help. They want coaches and consultants to help them grow. And we believe it's one of the most important professions in the future. It's booming like never before. You know, you're seeing AI and automation take over other people's jobs, but that automation cannot give that personal heart-to-heart connection that people are looking for. And so soon everyone's going to have a coach like this. And so get in before it goes exponential and see it really thrive for you in your life. So thanks for listening. I'm Carla Rieger.
And I'm Dave O'Connor, and we hope to see you on the inside. Bye for now.